Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much for giving Doris the word that you want spoken this morning. Lord, I just pray that you would open our ears and our hearts to hear what you have to say.
Yes, God.
We rely on your spirit to bring revelation of your word. Father, may it change our lives so much that it changes the lives of those around us.
Yes, God.
As we just in love share what you give us to others. In Jesus' name.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to healing class. Okay, so how's everybody this morning?
Great.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, I just thank God for this opportunity to share just a few minutes. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to share a few things that the Lord has given me in my studies, okay? Because one thing I notice is that if we are overtaken by, not necessarily overtaken, but given a diagnosis or anything like that, as far as our health is concerned, sometimes fear can set in. Fear can come upon us. And it may not happen to any of you, but I have been in situations where I had been given a diagnosis and it was really serious. And for a quick minute, I was like, and I didn't say a thing, and I had to think. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring all things back to our remembrance, and I had to call that back. I had to call on that word that I know. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about overcoming fear. And now, you know, when we think about fear, there's an acronym that everybody, you hear people say, fear is, anybody know what that acronym is for F-E-A-R? Mm-hmm. Anybody? It's false evidence appearing real.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. That's one of the acronyms. But another one of the acronyms is forget everything and run. Okay? Another one is face everything and rise. So that's where I want to come from today. I want to come from the one that says, face everything and rise. Because we, as overcomers, this is exactly what God wants us to do. He wants us to face it head on and rise above it. And sometimes fear, if we're not careful, fear can get us locked in. It can choke us up. It holds us. That's not what God wants for us, okay? So now, the word fear in the Greek is dilia. Dilia, and it means cowardly or cowardice or timidity. And it actually comes from an external source, and it is definitely something that the adversary will use against us whenever he can. He looks for opportunities to use fear against us. Now, most people make the mistake of thinking that fear is something that's innate, inborn. It's natural. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, it's only natural to fear. That's natural. We're only human, you know. But is it really? If you would you be so kind as to turn with me to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Now, I know this is a scripture that everybody knows. In fact, you could probably quote it verbatim in your sleep, okay? But I just want us to put our eyes on it today, okay? I want us to look at it, all right? That is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Anybody want to read it for me today? Nobody? Okay, Kitty. 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Mm-hmm. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, did you know that in the Bible, about 365 times, the word fear not or do not be afraid is there?
How many times?
365 times. Wow. Yeah. So this actually is a daily reminder from God for us not to fear.
Yes, like every day.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have anything to fear. But it's just coming to that knowledge of that. And there's ways to do that. And that's what my message is about today, conquering fear. Because this is something we really need to pay close attention to, conquering fear. Okay? Now, in order to conquer fear, we must first and foremost have faith. Okay? Fear and faith are opposites. And as we build our faith and focus on the word and not the situation, then our faith will grow. And each and every opportunity that we have to, or we come against a situation, this is an opportunity to allow our faith to grow. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Anytime you tolerate fear, it contaminates your faith. Fear is the absence of faith, and it slithers through our eye gate and through our ear gate. What we see, what we hear, and what we think on either fortifies our faith or feeds our fear. Anything. That's why the Bible tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Because it's cunning, you know. You'll hear something, the news or something. Yeah, so many people died of COVID in Missouri yesterday. And now this is hypothetical. This isn't real. And then we're thinking, oh wow, oh, we're not that far from there, you know. And this sort of, and that's how it comes in. Then before you know it, something else will come in to feed that, and then something else to feed that, and then before you know it, you're thinking on it. You know, it consumes you. So this is why we have to be watchful. All right. So now, just as faith comes by hearing and by the word of God, fear comes by hearing and hearing the word of the adversary. And we have to know at all times who's speaking. Who am I listening to? That's why it's such a good thing to meditate in the word. You know, sometimes when things come upon me and I feel that they're trying to consume my thought process, if I can't do anything else, I'll begin to pray in the spirit. Mm-hmm. That'll get it running, you see. So we have to know that fear is not to be tolerated in a child of God's life or in anybody's life for that matters, you know, God, because God didn't give it to us. Okay. So how do we conquer fear? Let's turn to Hebrews 10 and 23. Hebrews 10 and 23. All right. Hebrews 10 and 23. Everybody got it? Now, this scripture, I found this scripture to be so, so very profound. It says, let us hold fast to our confession, or in some translations, it'll say, profession, the profession or confession of our hope without wavering, for he, God, who promised, is faithful. This scripture so blessed me. I had another scripture that I thought, faith is the substance of things hoped for. But when I read this, it was like it jumped off the page at me, you know? And we have to know that hold fast. What does that mean to hold fast? And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what does that mean? Hold fast. Hold on. Hold tight. Hold close. What does it mean? So the analogy he gave me, and he gives me such awesome analogies, is of a pit bull. When a pit bull grabs hold to something, he's got it. I've seen pictures where people are trying to get this pit bull off of people and they're beating it and throwing things at it. And this dog has a bite that will not let go. And that's the analogy he gave me of holding fast. Hold on to it. And it means to keep holding. Don't let it go. You see, when we study the word of God and it becomes a part of us, We are to, no matter what else happens, we are to hold on to that. It doesn't matter what anybody says, what anybody, what did God, and I love Pastor Mike when he says that. If you, I remember once I told him that I had gone to this, Hebrew, black Hebrew church. I went to see what it was about. And he just said, "Oh, Doris, did God tell you to do that?" And I said, "No, he didn't, and I won't be going again." You know, I mean, flat out. You know what I'm saying? No, he did not, and I won't be going. That was me, you know. So, God, we must hold on to the confession of God's word, the confession of the faith that we have in his promise. I always suggest to people, get a scripture. What scripture are you standing on for your healing? Mm-hmm. What scripture are you standing on? You know, because in those times when nobody's around and you're hearing these voices, you're going to need a word. So get a word. Study God's word because it strengthens our relationship with him. And that's what we want. We want to be strengthened. I want to be strengthened. I want to be strengthened so that no matter what comes at me in that moment, I can say, you know, and won't have that panic to set in like, you know, I want to be so fortified and so reinforced by the word of God. And I know that this is something that God called me to do. And I've known it for years, but specifically healing class. Because I'm standing now, I have an awesome testimony of a healing that I received like a few weeks back. But then I have a healing that I'm healed. It doesn't matter that I don't see it with my natural eye. It doesn't matter what I'm feeling. I'm healed. I don't even address that. I don't address those issues. I address the only fact that I am healed. Why are you healed? How? Okay, Doris, you healed, but how? I'm healed because the word of God says I'm healed. That's it. Point blank. And that's how we have to be. We have to be sold out because some things are coming. We haven't seen everything there is to see. Some stuff is coming, but we've got to be so sold out until we know that we know that we know that we know. If God said it, that settles it. You know, I used to hear this thing about, if God says it, I believe it. And that settles it. Baby, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. So we've got to study the word because we're talking about overcoming fear. Overcoming. You know, that's not something you read one scripture today and maybe next Sunday you read another one. This is something that you have to become a part of you. Because as soon as the word is taken, as soon as you receive the word, you know, old slew foot is coming, trying to get it back. So we have to reinforce it. We must absolutely and emphatically believe in God's love. That's one thing that really helped me to see that I am an overcomer. Okay, I can do this. God loves me. He loves me so much. So much until he gave everything that he had for me. What manner of love is that? I've never had that kind of love before. You know, so we have to know that he loves us. And let me share something with you. Doubting or wavering just opens the door for the adversary. You see? Have you ever had a time where, you know, you knew, okay, I'm healed. And then maybe you felt a pain and then you begin to think like, you know, has that ever happened? I mean, you don't have to raise your hands or nothing, but has that ever happened? I'm sure it has to all of us, you see? So how do you, in those instances, what do you do? What do you do in that instance where you know I prayed about it and I'm healed, but then what do you do in a situation like that?
Hold fast to your
Come on. Come on. That's it.
Stand firm.
That's right. That's right. Stand firm. Because he's already told us that we're healed. So we don't have to worry about anything else. Also, if we saturate ourselves with the perfect love of God, fear can't exist because perfect love casts out fear. You see, that's why we saturate ourselves in it. You know, when we walk with God and stay in his presence, Nothing the enemy can do could ever touch us. We become overcomers. You see, this is how you overcome fear. This is what I'm talking about today, overcoming fear. It's important to maintain faith and full confidence in the reliability of God's promises. If you don't know God's promises, you can't have faith and rely on them. We've got to study the word. We've got to walk closely with him and don't waver. Like I said, if God said it, that settles it. This, I hope you got something out of what I said today concerning overcoming fear or conquering fear.
So now is the time we're going to use for discussion. Here's where we can talk about the things that we've been taught. And let me get the ball rolling with this. Doris did a really good job of talking about how we take a hold. That was a great picture she said, right, about that the dog that gets a hold of that thing and won't let it go no matter what. People are beating it or whatever, and it just won't let go. So with that in mind, if you look into 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Mm-hmm. So I looked up that where it says of sound mind. Do you know what it means to have the sound mind? Discipline or self-control.
That's it.
Discipline or self-control. So how could discipline or self-control help us in the area of hanging on to the word we have about our healing? Anybody?
Okay. I was just thinking, because as I was studying that, no matter what comes against us at that time, we're disciplined. We know what the word says. Like I heard this one minister say, "I know the way, and I'm going the way."
Mm-hmm. What about take every thought captive into the obedience of Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. casting down every thought mm-hmm. that exalts itself against the knowledge,
of God.
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's self-discipline. That's when it says self-control. When it says of a sound mind, and if that means discipline or self-control, then you discipline yourself to when you hear a word that comes negative to what God's word says, you won't. You're going to take that thought captive, mm-hmm. right? You're going to like put that down and say, "Listen, that's not the truth. That's what the world sees, but God's word is my final authority, and that's not what it says."
That's right. That's
Kitty?
Right.
Well, yesterday, back in the summer, my knee was healed. All that problem I was having with my knee. Yesterday, I went to get up, and then I just felt this twinge, this really bad twinge in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said, "Uh-uh, mm-hmm. ain't happening." Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
It was just a twist, yep. right? Mm-hmm. It was just a twist. I got up, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But because we both refused to believe that it was anything else.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Immediately. When anything comes up, immediately speak the opposite. Your body will talk loud.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When sickness is trying to come on to you, mm-hmm. it's not God giving you that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's speaking loud to you at that moment when you feel sickness or an injury or something coming on? Is that God talking to you?
No way.
No. Mm-hmm. So I'm immediately going to speak to that thing because it don't belong. It doesn't have a right in this body.
That's right.
That pain, I condemn you in Jesus' name. That's not part of my salvation. Divine health and healing are part of my salvation. And mm-hmm. you can't steal that.
That's right.
No. Take that thought captive.
Yes. I was just thinking on taking that thought captive. Take no thought saying.
Right.
You know, like she said, she felt it. And it's so funny because my left knee, I felt the same thing this morning. I immediately laid hands on it and said, "You are healed in Jesus' name. Let's go." And
right.
I remember Andrew saying, if you heal, act like you heal. I put my shoe on. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, well, I get a lower heel shoe? Look, I'm healed. Let's go. You know, so take no thought saying. Don't, it's hurting again. Uh-oh, what happened to my healing?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Far too often we make provision for sickness, right?
Uh-huh.
We're gonna change our day to meet with the symptoms that are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going about our day normally like we would, we're making provision for sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask Kitty. I get up and I do the same thing I plan on doing all the time. If I get up and I feel a little bit off, I don't care. I'm going to go do what I normally do. I'm going to go in the basement, work out. I'm going to do whatever I normally do because I'm not giving place
mm-hmm.
to sickness because right. it doesn't belong. And it doesn't take long when it finally realizes Johnny's not giving in. It just goes away. Don't make provision for something that doesn't belong, right? That's being disciplined as well. That's self-control. You're saying, hey, this doesn't belong. I'm not going to make provision for it.
You know what I like about that verse? It took me a while to see it. I got the first part, take no, you know, bring every thought captive. But then it's to Jesus' obedience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which was?
The death at the cross.
The obedience to go to the cross, right?
Yeah.
And what did he achieve at the cross? His obedience to go to the cross that achieved healing for us? Any thought that comes against that would be wrong.
Yes, right. That's right.
Yeah. He paid a big price, didn't he? I mean, it's great that we've been born again and we're going to heaven, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big price to pay that we could walk in health as well, right? Yeah. Why shouldn't we? We should take advantage of all of that. If I went through all that for you and you were only taking a small piece of it, I'd be like, come on.
Right.
You know what this cost me?
Right.
Judy?
Be like us agreeing with Satan when he come along and tempts us with something.
Right.
When we'd be agreeing to what he said or right. falling for it.
Well, and I would even say it's not like it is. It is agreeing. Because the only way the devil can do anything in your life is if you cooperate with him,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
You have the authority over him.
Mm-hmm.
If we're one with Christ, right? If he's the head and we're the body,
mm-hmm.
then if I'm just his callus on the bottom of his foot, that still puts the devil underneath me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? So, yeah. When you line up with the things that are counter to what the word says, then you're agreeing with the enemy and giving him place in your life to cause problems. So,
amen.
Definitely.
It's been a while since I've been here. If I could only tell you what I've gone through since I was last here. I had blood pressure medication, which was I was off. I came down with COVID. I was sick for 25 days.
Well, praise God, you're better and you're back.
Amen.
Amen.
Say that. Hallelujah.
Greg Moore said, and I wrote this down because it was really great. He said, to fear God is to fear nothing else. When you fear God, you don't need to worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the fear of, oh my goodness,
no,
he's going to hurt me.
Reverence.
But it's that reverence, fear
reverence.
Of who God is.
Mm-hmm. That's
knowing
it.
That he's on your side.
That's right.
You don't need to worry about anything else.
That's right.
So would also mention here that he gave us a power of love and a sound mind. And Doris touched on the love part too. And we talked about this last week, right? That how do we trust God? And love has a lot to do with that also. If we're going to love, we need to trust.
Absolutely.
It's hard to love somebody you can't trust.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
So next week we're going to go into deeper into the whole love issue.
Mm-hmm.
But we can touch on it today as talking about fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to work on our love relationship with
That's
the Lord
right.
so that we can
That's
trust
right.
him.
That's right.
And last week we talked about what were some of the things that caused people not to trust God. What was the worst thing that... We asked that question last week. It was the first thing I expected to come up, and it was the first thing to come up. Do you remember what it was?
Circumstance. Everything that's going on.
Religion?
Right.
Religion has stolen our trust from God because religion will tell us, you know, it's about what you do. It's not about what he did, but how are you doing right now? Are you on top of your game? Have you been sinning? Are you tithing properly? Are you doing all these things? Are your checklist all good to go so that you can be blessed? See, because religion does that. Religion takes the focus off Jesus as it puts it onto you.
That's right.
And Jesus went to the cross so that you could take the focus off you.
And put it on him.
Because that's what the Old Testament, the sacrifice, everything, it was about you, what you did. Now it's about what he did.
Yes.
Say one thing.
One second.
Yeah.
It's about what he did. And when we focus on what he did, we believe what he did for us, then we don't have to get the faith up in ourselves for something.
That's right. That's
we have his faith because
he
had enough faith that his faith was that when he went to the cross for you and died and rose from the grave, that it was enough for everything that you would ever need.
That's right. That's right.
Your faith
Praise
only has
God.
To be in the fact that he had enough faith
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right.
That's so powerful, right?
It's powerful. Yeah.
What I wanted to say is what I feel and believe the Lord led me to say is there's a spirit that finds a home in you. And that spirit is the Antichrist. And he finds his home. And he sounds like you. He can talk like you. Okay? But all thoughts, I believe, can be a lie. Because in the Bible it says, capture the thoughts of the thought, right?
Yep, we had just talked about that. Right. If we don't take thoughts captive, if we don't know our word, right? Then a word can come our way and we could take that word and we could live by that. Mm-hmm. And it could be a wrong word. That's why we need to be so into our word and so That's on right. our relationship with the Lord that we That's know right. him. That's this here is not a recipe book.
That's right.
Okay? That's you can right. look through here and try to find recipes for stuff, but that's not what it's about. This is a love letter.
Yes,
this lets you know your Father. Mm-hmm. This lets you know his character, his mm-hmm. nature, his love. Mm-hmm. And once you know his character, his nature, and his mm-hmm. love, and you know his word, mm-hmm. then when you hear a word come your way, you know if it lines up with his character, right. with his word. Because if it doesn't line up with his word, exactly. his nature, or his character, right. it's not him. It's
exactly. Right. Wow. Right. Say that.
If you want to just go around and look for Jesus got somebody healed by doing this. He put mud in somebody's eyes. So you're just going to say, that's what he did, that's what I'm going to do. Chances are that person's not getting healed. But if you had a relationship with a father and you hear the father whisper in your ear,
right. That's right.
Just breathe on that man's face and he'll see. That's you'll right. know that that's it's going right. to happen. But it's about hearing the father and doing what you hear him say, not just following the recipe book.
Yeah, that's okay? right. That's right.
So that is going to do it for our time for this week. We got a short class this week. Next week, we'll get it. Like I said, we're going to dig into 1 John 4:17 mm-hmm. that Doris touched on today. Next week, we're going to do a Bible discussion more in that. So we'll dig into that more next week. And I think it'll be really good. So read up a little bit during the week on that, and you can have some stuff to share. Iron can sharpen iron. Mm-hmm. And no fear, right?
No fear.
Fear has no place in us. We are healed because yes. it is a done thing.
That's right.
We are in Christ, 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. Is Jesus sick? Is he sick?
No, he isn't.
If I am like him, then you know what? I can appropriate the same in my body, not just my spirit. It's not just about That's who right. I am spiritually, but we became his physical body That's on this right. earth. And if you have a thing to do, a ministry to perform, well, you need to be healthy to do it, don't you?
That's right.
And doesn't he give you everything you need to perform everything. Whatever he's asked
everything.
You to do? Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much for healing us, yes, for being everything yeah. we need for life and godliness when you went to that cross and you rose from that grave. Thank you for making us powerful in you, for making us like you, and help us to just see people through your eyes and love them the way you love them, to listen to your voice and to speak with the things you speak in our ear in every situation and see your power flow yes. in this world. Through love. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.